The Master's Playground. Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hello. Hi, everybody. Hi. Hold on. Let me get this mic. All right. Right on. Hi. In this episode, we are exploring and embracing the concept of Star Wars and your soul. To help set the tone, get the vibe going as to where I'm going to take this show, this particular episode, I should say, I'm going to go ahead and just roll into our first song and have you sort of just acclimate. And I invite you to enjoy the journey and just pay attention to your emotions as you hear this song.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. What a song to start this episode, right on. For those of you who are not in the know, that is Death in Vegas, okay? One of the greatest bands ever. Okay, so the title of this particular episode is Star Wars and Your Soul. So what's the vibe? What's going on? Where am I taking this episode? Well, light, dark, good, bad, right, wrong, night, day. We tend to judge light as good and dark as bad. As we do so, we are lost in the illusion, or shall I say, illusionary reality of duality. Lost in the perspective of judgment. This is good. This is the light. This is bad. It is dark. A true yogi, cancel that, a yogi, I'm going to quote Yogi Bhajan. A yogi is one whom the pairs of opposites does not affect. He does not obey the law of duality or polarity. In the age of Aquarius, the depression and stress that is on mankind will tear up people who do not have the technical knowledge of the self. So what does that mean? To know yourself. To know who you really are. There are two components that you can embrace to really know yourself, to remove yourself from the illusion of duality, to become or to come into a neutral state of where you see everything versus getting stuck in, oh, I'm the light, I'm this and that, or, oh my God, this person's dark, da 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 da, right? A master is able to see everything without judgment. It's about self-awareness. And the way we get there is through choices and tools. It is the choices that we make and the tools that we apply to our mortal coil, our mortal experience. Self-awareness is our heart. You may recall in previous episodes, I have highlighted what happens when we are left to allowing the mind to control, to take us everywhere. Whoa, oh my gosh, and you know, the monkey mind. When we get lost in that noise, and do not stay centered in our heart. Star Wars is possible. Because you are out of yourself. You are in your mind. You know, it's also noticing some of the, how do you know when you're in a world of duality? I mean, aside, you know, it's really paying attention to your languaging. Right? When you're mocking people, when you're stating things such as that person is dark. Camera shot right there. That is duality. Polarization. That is engaging dancing, and more importantly, reacting to that perspective. You know, we're presently in the sign of Libra, and what's happening right now is that we are learning new levels of understanding of relating with people, our relationships. With Pluto going direct, you know, we went back and we're like, I don't know about this person in my life anymore. I'm not sure. And now we're moving forward. Yeah, I'm pretty, you know, we're taking the steps to change our realities, to come into our own self-awareness. But the skill is not to cut everybody out and just go, oh, you know, that person, this and that, no, and, you know, or staying in a victim mentality. This happened to me, right? It's about rising above all of that, being neutral. And I promise, from that vantage point, sure, you're going to see what people are learning in their present experience without judgment. You're going to be able to understand the other person without judgment. And you're going to develop the compassion when you see what karmic lesson is upon them, regardless of whether or not it happened to you. Because anything that occurs in our reality is our doing. It is our choice. It is our agreement. It is the agreement of frequencies. What's another term? It takes two to tango. Yeah. So removing, you know, this duality, you know, yogis, light workers, those who are actively embracing a state of neutrality are celebrating everything, the light and the dark. Why? If you are a light worker in this world, how would you know what to bring light to if there wasn't a dark energy? A slower moving frequency. How can you illuminate, you know, if that does not exist? Flipping the coin. If you find yourself in an agreement of functioning at a slower frequency, or what would be termed as dark agreements, dark exchanges, what have you, there is celebration in the fact that you're to be illuminated. And that is the neutral state without judgment. Yes. Hi, everybody. I love speaking. You know, I really love talking, like, oh my God, okay, we're going in. We're talking this way. You know, I laugh at myself often. It's so great. All right. So I talked about it, making choices and having tools, right? And how a yogi does not, you know, obey the law of polarity or duality. Like, we don't bow to it, you know, and go, oh, you know, this person's dark. Or, you know, or, oh, my God, that's my cat because they're light, you know. We see the entire, like, party, you know. I always say party because it's always a party, man, you know. And literally apply that blanket of neutrality and do our work to get out of our own way so that we're able to greet the experiences that we have manifested into our reality. And we're able to greet that with a heart-based center of self-love and appreciation for the other person of what they've shown you. Were they a catalyst for you? Are you able to have compassion for the frequency that they once matched, that you once matched to? It's too easy to stay locked in judgment. It's lazy. Yes, very nice, very nice. So I'm going to be proceeding to talking about some other things, but specifically the tantras. We're going to be talking about the varied ways that we can work with energy. And we already know about meditation. We already know about working with chakras. We already know about, you know, heart over mind. But now we're going to get further into energy. And I'm about to bust out a song that's going to highlight when you have the agreement of being manipulated. Yes, enjoy. Excellent. Yes, a little Aphex Twin for you. Wow. I've heard that song so much this week, just gearing up for this episode. Oh my God, it takes me into realms of like just truly understanding one of the tantras. Yeah. You're listening to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and in this episode, we are talking about Star Wars and your soul. Okay, so what am I covering? So basically, there is no Star Wars. It is all within. It is all your choice. There is no separation unless you live in a world of duality. Black Tantra. That's manipulation. Red Tantra. That is creative energy. It is how we manifest. It is sexuality. White Tantra cuts through everything, so long as we choose it. It's not an automatic thing. You know, you don't just put on a little bit of white and go, hey man, I'm totally spiritual. It's all good, man. I'm totally, oh my God, I see the light. I am the light. Doesn't work that way. To be human means that you have to be consciously active with the work that you do in this world. When we rely upon another and feel that they will bestow gifts of insight, promises of fame and fortune, if you do A, B, and C, D, you know, what have you. Hello. Something to revisit. White Tantra is about living your dharma rather than your karma. Living your destiny rather than your fate. So, you know, I'm kind of stumbling a little bit because this week, you know, what's happening in my world, as I consciously live out my experiences, I mean, and I'm talking, you know, devoted work. Some of these, like, I mean, it's like I put a period on understanding a lesson before I broadcast it. I know I'm kind of all over the place, and I'm having a moment within a moment, as I like to call it, where I'm like, whoa, man, what a week. What insight. Back to White Tantra. Everything is a choice in our experience. Everything. Everything. What? Everything? Yes. Oh my God. Are you ill? You chose that. I've had people get really upset with me when I've, you know, shared that with them. I'm like, yeah, okay. Your ailment, you know, that has you in the hospital is a conscious or unconscious choice. More than not, it's unconscious. Unless they're doing a lot of, you know, work. But more than not, your soul chose to come here and to have an experience. And what we experience is your fate. Right? So think about it. We're here. We're going through experiences. So if you're unconscious, you're just living out your fate. You know? Reactionary. Oh, this person introduced me to that person, so therefore I must judge. Cut. This person did this to me, so I must judge. Cut. Polarity. Duality. Unconscious. I invite you to truly to be a master, to be a master in this Aquarian time. And it's already happening, man. We're in a what's known as a gray period, and people are going to go crazy. Why? Because you're coming out of your mind, going out of your mind to get to your heart. And some people will get stuck there in the mind while others are going to be doing the work, doing the work, doing the work, doing, and we're navigating, and oh my God, look at everything. Then you awaken. So this is why we choose our destiny. Why confine ourselves to a reactionary, fate? Oh, you know, it's sort of like, hey man, let me play roulette and see what happens. I don't know, you know. Rather than truly doing what you came here to do. And it's not about, okay, I'm meant to be, you know, insert something shallow from an ego-based reality or an expression. Or if I have that, then maybe I will be happy. Perspective. It's about awakening the divine within. White Tantra. All of the above. Is that we're going to gobble up our fate and have a wider and deeper experience of depth and breath. Self-embodiment. When the higher self and the mortal shell are one. The higher self being the divine. The higher self being God. The higher self realizing the expansiveness and the unity of everything and everyone. So we are co-creating in that way. Red Tantra. Physical sex. Creative energy to manifest what it is that we want in this world, such as children, a business, people who do not have the concept of truly working with understanding energy will often stay limited to no concept of creation. Having that diminish and just solely focus on sex. And, you know, for the record, I'm not anti-sex. You know, there's, you know, I mean, I'm not. It's just that it is one of the most beautiful gifts in this world. So why throw it away? Good talk. is a divine experience. When the divine in me meets the divine in you, the one. Black Tantra. This is where Star Wars comes in. You know, it's funny. I kind of wish I had a, you know, like Star Wars, like theme song playing in the background as I talk about this, but whatever, man. We're going to keep going with my whole like sound healing undertone. So black. The battle. It doesn't have to be a battle. Any battle that you experience is solely a battle that you are going through within. Period. Yes, this is where I like to say good talk. No, I'm kidding. There's more. It is the battle. Any battles that are happening are the ones that are going on within ourselves, right? And it affects the collective consciousness. It starts with you. It starts with you. So you will see it internally and mirrored in a collective reality. Like attracts like. It is just our own disempowered consciousness. That's it. When you're not self-embodied, when you have not surrendered the ego, when you do not see God in everyone and everything, when you live in duality, when you live in polarization, you are disempowered. When you're buying into the illusion of victim consciousness, you are disempowered. When you spend your time, energy, and mental focus on judgment and separation, you are disempowered. So while I'm on this topic, as a reader, right? I have come across in my experience people who work with manipulative energy. Black Tantra. And I experienced and witnessed manipulative Black Tantra energy being in use upon disempowered people. When trickery came into the Polaroid picture, when fortune-telling energy, and I'm putting my hands up in quotes, came into the photo, yeah, so, you know, All you have to do is visit, you know, my site, chrissysterio.com, right? And you'll see, you know, on there, I'm saying psychic, I'm saying shaman, I'm saying sound healer and all this stuff, spiritual leader, spiritual teacher, you know, basically everything that I am. Why? Because I am the divine. I am God. And so are you. On there, you'll notice, you know, that's my calling. That this is my field, man. This is what I do, you know? But I come from a white tantra energy. Not a red. And not a black. So this concept of Star Wars, intuitive readers who utilize black tantric energy, who are functioning at a vibration of manipulation. Do you see? They too are disempowered. Do you see? The fear. You know, it's not about being perfect. When you're a reader, it's not, you know, hey man, nobody is perfect, you know? And that is the gift of being alive. That is how we learn. That is how we grow. But it is about being diligent. Not only as an intuitive reader, but as a human being. I want to go ahead and shift into another song and then come back. All right. Enjoy.
to disagree and travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something.
Right on. Yes, that was yummy, wasn't it? Welcome back to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. All right, we're coming down to the very end of this party. What? It's already over? It's coming up. All right, so back to Black Tantric Energy. Okay, we've established a lot of detail. Black Tantra is manipulation. You know, there's a lot of, okay, we're coming into the age of the, you know, Aquarian times, man. And I've mentioned how a lot of people are just going to, you know, literally people are going to go out of their mind. That's it. Cross the platform. Why? Because we are being, we're given this opportunity to completely evolve. But it is up to you. It is up to you. It is up to you. It is up to you if you do the work. The work on you being you. Honoring who you are. Who you really are. Stripping all of these illusionary, let me yawn here, you know, temporary gifts that the ego will apply for immediate gratification. When you line up with the divine, your world changes. You see everything without judgment and with compassion and unity. And you're also able to experience that when the other person is showing you something about you. Something about you. So we've been talking about that, right? And it doesn't mean that we're not supposed to be, you know, wrong in this world. Sometimes people do go wrong. There is no judgment needed. Wrong will take a short time or a long time to make the individual aware that something is wrong, right? And that moment right there is the beginning of that person's awakening. So there's no need for judgment. However, as I was saying, we're shifting into a new paradigm. So as we do so, a lot of individuals, including myself, right? When I went through the dark night of the soul, I was, you know, calling, you know, people who were already actively working on themselves and had gifts. Why? Because they merged with their spirit. And then one thing I noticed is that, I lost my train of thought there for a second. Sorry. I was like, whoa, flashback. I totally remember that phase of my life. As we shift, you know, there's going to be individuals who are seeking to work with others, right? And that's why I do the work that I do in this world, right? I am of service in this world, not for financial gain, not for ego, not for anything else than the celebration of seeing a reflection before me become self-embodied. The greatest gift in this world is to be of service. But as you reach out to individuals for insight as to well, how do I begin to work with my energy? You know, what's going to happen? You really will need to take a moment to identify whether or not what kind of energy are they really working with? You know? So how can you identify if you are working with black tantric energy? The ego. Let me get a little further into this here. When you are working with someone who is of the white tantric energy, you will be left with self-empowerment, with tools. If you start to see other people's egos versus a peaceful, grounded, and happy space, then start to, you know, take a moment and go, wow, I don't know about this one for me, right? If they weave fear into the work, so what I mean by that is, you know, oh, you know, they'll give you a false sense of encouragement, weave in a little bit of fear so that they can entice you to keep coming back to them. Something to think about. All right, we're coming at the very end, you guys. So I do encourage that everyone, you know, I'm not, you know, so where am I going to leave this? So basically what I'm saying is, love yourself, love one another, of course. But most honestly, in order to start to do the work with yourself, at times you will find yourself wanting to work with truly illuminated individuals. So try, you know, start to, as you make your way through it all, start to identify which energies you are lining up with and what type of energies that person is working with you. If they leave you enlightened, you know, uplifted, without any fear, without any judgment, without pointing fingers at other people, then you're on the right path. I invite you to visit ChrissyStereo.com. I do offer a variety of services. I also put out a lot of free, beautiful information to help the collective consciousness. So you'll find a lot of goodies on there. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode with some tarot cards and, you know, getting into, you know, understanding the energies that are coming up for us this coming week. And, you know, I can get into it a little bit further, but I will get deeper into it on the Magi Soundscopes, the weekly astrological numerology and sound forecast that I put out every Monday. But first, the energies that we could expect for this coming week are the Ten of Swords, okay? And this really, with everything that's happening, you guys, we are finished. We're finishing up, you know, how we do things. The mechanics, I believe. Yes. We are finishing up that which no longer is, you know, in alignment. So, yeah, it's how we go about doing things, like, you know, the happenings. So in essence, you know, what's really great about this is that it's a magnificent, a beautiful card of new beginnings. We already know that we're starting a new life. You may have felt a radical rumbling underneath everything already happening this last week. The chapter is about to get so amazing this coming weekend and week. So we are finishing up things. And then we're going to be moving on to the beautiful, you know, what's some additional energy that we can anticipate is the Page of Swords. And with the Page of Swords, it's the attributes of, you know, Aries and Leo and Sagittarius. It kind of has that kind of quality going on with it. But really, it's the arrival of inspiration and illumination in the life of the individual, which is us. This is associated with Kundalini energy and the third eye, a passionate spiritual release of energy directed towards a specific goal. So in other words, we are becoming more and more self-embodied. We are detaching and letting go in a balanced, loving way and being more self-embodied and moving forward with our goals. So with that, my loves, I send you nothing but blessings. Thank you so much for tuning into the Master's Playground. I'll close out with a blessing. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
the divine.
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 Blessings.
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 The Master's
Playground.